This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we'll start this hour in Maine, which is one of the places still dealing with a massive ice storm that has knocked out power for hundreds of thousands of people for days. Greg Thompson is incident commander for the Kennebec region of Maine for Maine Central Power.
We have hundreds of out-of-state crews from New Hampshire, Vermont, Pennsylvania, but we have workers from Florida, Carolina, the Midwest, Pacific. I mean, they've come from all over.
And what is the biggest challenge right now?
There's a couple big challenges. The first big challenge is we've had a significant amount of ice. I've seen reports of an inch to an inch and a quarter of ice in areas, and that's caused in our area trees to come from where we normally trim right over our conductors and in numerous spots along the line. So instead of one setup to cure an issue, it's multiple and a significant amount of time trying to remove all of the tree so that we can re-energize.
And do you have to go house to house to bring electricity back? Because isn't it often in cases like this that the line that has gone down is the line that simply connects one house to the rest of the power lines?
Yes. I mean, in these storms, not like a typical windstorm where it'll take out one section of line or just a small area. This is very widespread, and it's affecting not only our bulk transmission and distribution, but it's also affecting individual houses. So at that point, it does become a house-to-house event.
Do you expect more trees to come down if the weight of that ice stays on top of them?
It really depends right now. I mean, we don't have any wind. We do have a little bit of snow, but what we're seeing for snow come down is not heavy. That said, if we were to get a heavy snow or a lot of wind, that could certainly change things very quickly for us.
Well, hopefully the weather will get a little bit better for you and you'll get a little melting soon. Greg Thompson, incident commander for the Kennebec region of Maine for Central Maine Power. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, Tracen Thayer and her family have been holed up at her mother's house in Richmond, Maine. They've been without power since Monday. Tracen, how are you holding up?
Oh, we're doing fine. We're happy to have someone just made a run to Dunkin' Donuts, so we have like a hot bagel and some coffee. We're pretty happy.
What is the hardest thing right now about not having power?
Well, you know, it's cold. We got the fireplace going, the wood stove. But, you know, it's kind of an adventure. We're melting water on the wood stove for the toilet. You know, I guess probably the hardest thing, and it's not really for me, my mother-in-law is here visiting from Greensboro, North Carolina, and she's probably not quite as hardy as the rest of us.
She's not used to those Maine winters.
No, she's got, I think, every bit of warm clothing she brought with her on.
Well, how cold is it inside the house right now?
It just got up to 44.8. But, you know, that was from a cool 42 point something earlier.
Now, you had 30 people come over for Christmas, right? How did you do that?
Yes, Christmas Eve. Well, you know, the body heat's definitely an asset. My mother had cooked all the food the day before the power went out. So we did things like heated the chowder up on the wood stove. We had the neighbor brought a generator that could power just the fridge enough so we could put the Christmas lights on in the living room. So, you know, everybody was pretty good sport about it.
You'd think you wouldn't need to power the fridge. You could just take everything and put it outside.
Yeah, but actually, because it was like 6 out, the fridge was probably keeping things warmer.
Okay.
You know? So, you don't want to freeze the beer and the wine.
That's right. What does it look like outside?
It's quite beautiful. The trees are covered in, I would say, you know, a quarter to a half inch of ice. The driveway's been plowed a couple times, but it's just a skating rink. And there's probably about 8 to 10 inches of snow on the ground. It's snowing right now, actually.
Well, Tracy, stay warm, and I hope you continue to have fun in this power outage. I know they're not always as enjoyable as you're saying, but thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you.